KVNO's 50th anniversary is August 27th. We're celebrating in a variety of ways all year long. See kvno.org for more info on events. But we'd also like to mark the occasion by highlighting the incredible arts community central to the fabric of the Metro. For the next 2 weeks, you'll hear Arts at 8:30 features that focus on the missions of a variety of arts organizations in the area. And from 9 to noon on August 27th, you'll hear very special programs about three close partners of KVNO. The first program at 9 a.m. on the 27th has been produced by KVNO's Colleen Cook, and it focuses on the Omaha Symphony. Colleen says that the approach for the program, the Omaha Symphony, A Century of Excellence, naturally gravitated toward history.
The Omaha Symphony had just celebrated 100 years, and they focused on the leadership of the symphony from the very, very beginning. So that's what we decided to do. And we started out looking back at the very beginning, the Omaha Symphony in 1921, and asking the question of who were the great conductors and music directors who built this organization into what it is today.
We know the quality of the symphony today, but Colleen discovered that the Omaha Symphony strove for excellence even in the early years of its existence.
What I didn't know was how many truly distinguished conductors they had. I mean, internationally known conductors from the very beginning. And Omaha was a relatively small town, but it had a very big appetite for great classical music. It was very clear from the very beginning that the Omaha Symphony was out to have a first-rate orchestra.
You can hear the Omaha Symphony, A Century of Excellence, hosted and produced by Colleen Cook at 9 a.m. on August 27th. KVNO's Gabriel Escalera also produced a program on a KVNO partner, the Omaha Conservatory of Music. He was excited to produce the program titled The Omaha Conservatory of Music, A Passion for Music, because he has personal history with the organization.
Years ago, when I still wanted to be a musician, I looked for a place to learn how to play the trumpet, and I came across the OCM. But that's where my story began with it. From that moment, I knew it was a special place in Omaha. Years later, when I'm raising two daughters, it was just a perfect place for them to go and take classes. So there I have them now, and I feel like every time I go with them to take classes, I'm just being part of it as well. I'm learning new things too.
Gabriel's approach to the program focused on the mission of the conservatory.
The main approach on this is how is diversifying, because their mission statement is to diversify musically the city of Omaha. And I really wanted to approach that and share with the community how they are doing it. How, you know, they grab children, they introduce music to very tiny people.
You can hear the Omaha Conservatory of Music, A Passion for Music, hosted and produced by Gabriel Escalera at 10 a.m. on August 27th. KVNO's Fernando Montejano produced the third program on a KVNO partner, Opera Omaha. In addition to hosting Classical Saturday on KVNO, Fernando is a fellow with Opera Omaha and jumped at the chance to produce the program Into the Past, On to the Future, The Evolution of Opera Omaha.
Opera Omaha has been the only opera company in Nebraska for 60 years. And I thought, well, how does the only type of one thing evolve as we move forward in a world that continues to change, especially in art? And I thought it would be great to highlight all of these programs that are very unique to Opera Omaha and to the opera world in general.
Fernando is in his third year of fellowship with the opera, but producing the program still held a few surprises.
Honestly, I think what surprised me most was the way that Opera Omaha has been conducting itself in such a brave way since the beginning. I knew that we were making a lot of changes now in the present. I knew that we were doing things that were very different from what other opera companies were doing. But I was surprised to know that we were doing a lot of those things at the very beginning, in the infancy of Opera Omaha.
Fernando Montejano produced and hosts Into the Past, On to the Future, The Evolution of Opera Omaha, part of our 50th anniversary lineup of special programs that highlight the arts community in the Omaha Metro. It all begins at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 27th, KVNO's actual 50th anniversary. You can find more details about the programs and other 50th anniversary events at kvno.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.